Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get back to the Colts here in just a second. Something I saw from Ian O'Connor. Do we have him in studio for the Aaron Rodgers book? I think we might have. I remember speaking with Ian, or maybe we had him on somewhere else. But yeah, I think he did. You remember that, PT, or no?
Ian's a Marist guy, so I would probably remember that.
Maybe we had him on, but it wasn't in studio. Anyway, he tweeted out before, posted on X, I should say. Quote, I don't believe Joe Shane is certain to be Giants GM next year. They needed someone to get things going on the search, especially with John Mara dealing with his illness. Ownership will make the final call on the coach in January, when I'd expect Shane to be reviewed again.
Okay, but then that kind of contradicts the wording of their press release, if you think about it.
Yeah, well,
why would you let him conduct the head coaching search and then fire him?
But he just said because of the health of Mara.
Well, that's what I brought up before. Yeah. Just because
they needed someone. This is Ian O'Connor, who's obviously a respected reporter.
No doubt. Piped in.
Just saying that he doesn't believe it's a certainty that Shane returns.
Mm-hmm.
They needed someone to get things going, especially with Mara dealing with his illness. Now, is that still ideal? No. Does the press... It didn't word it as... Joe Shane will lead the search. It should have ended there. It then said, we believe in the young core of this team, which would then more support for Joe Shane, plus what we know last year. Look, I don't know. I'm going to trust the respected reporter, Ian O'Connor. Here's what I know. Joe Shane is here for now. The press release from the Giants themselves read as if, well, not as if, it said he's going to be heading the search for the next head coach, which does not, to me, make any sense any way, shape, or form. However, due to unique unfortunate circumstances of Mr. Mara's health, maybe this is the only option that they had right now, and they could reassess in a few months.
That's what I was saying before, like not reporting it, but just trying to connect some dots here. You know, when you fire a coach, all right, coach, it didn't work out, clean out your office, but everybody stays. When you fire the general manager, you have to find an entire new scouting team. It just entails so much more. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting that Ian would have that. I mean, he is very respected. I know him. I like him. I trust him, most importantly, for stuff like this. So I would think that that's on the table, and I think that it should be, because, if you take just the first hour of the show here, we are absolutely perplexed how one man was spared and not having done very much good at his job, in our opinion, and the other man was unceremoniously shown the door when he's done a good job with the quarterback. So maybe it does add up.
Matt is calling from South Florida. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I don't know if anybody's brought this up yet, but let's just assume Shane is in charge of looking for a head coach. His contract is up after next season. So you're looking at extending him now. So nobody compounds problems better than the Giants. It makes no sense. Why would they just not get rid of him? This is just a bad look for the organization again.
Yep.
I love the way you worded that. They compound the problem. And it's very simple. Matt, you could think, or they could think, that Joe Shane's been okay and has some semblance of talent. Why wouldn't you just clean house and start fresh? It doesn't make any sense. Who, the next guy?
Because they're inept.
Yeah, well,
Well, there's no other answer. They think they're smart people. They have no awareness. Just because you're rich doesn't mean you're a football guy. They own the team. They're not football guys. It's pretty clear. They are constantly choosing the wrong people, getting rid of the head coach, keeping the GM, hiring somebody, then firing that. I mean, they're gonna waste Jackson Dart's rookie contract, and they're going to ruin his career, and then he'll go to another team, and he'll win a Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, that's nine steps down the road. To say that you're going to ruin somebody's 22 years of age, his entire career, is a little bit much.
Not that far-fetched. If somebody called about that 7 years ago and said that would say, or however many years ago, would say Saquon Barkley, we'd be like, well, take it easy there. Barkley leaves the Giants, wins a Super Bowl the first year with the Eagles. Daniel Jones, what he's done with the Colts. And again, you're starting to see him come back down to earth a little bit. But you get the point, BT. I think the lack of awareness that the Giants have shown is on full display. Starting with, because in my mind, as Matt was going over his points, which I think were excellent, I'm like, okay, the one time I agreed with the Giants was when they hired Shane and Dable. I don't think it was a bad hiring. It was a good pairing, good thinking outside the organization. The problem was that they still, even with that good decision, regardless of how it turned out, it was the right move at the time.
Yeah.
It just didn't work out. Even with that, they still forced Daniel Jones on the new regime, and that's Mara. That's Mara holding on to something that he believed in with Daniel Jones, and that was a mistake. Just hire the people to do the job, get out of the way, let them do the job, and you evaluate for 3-4 years, and then you make the decision. And the decision now should be to clean everybody out, bring in a new regime to start the next 4 years. This is not Joe Judge after 2 years or Shermer. This was different. This was the right time period, wrong forcing the former quarterback or from the different regime on them, but this was the right time frame to evaluate a general manager and head coach. It would be also wrong to keep one and not the other.
John Mara's had a really rough run as the owner. He's made a litany of mistakes, and he's trying to outrun some of these mistakes. And I'm going to use the word compound again, or use it now. When you try to outrun mistakes and you're not thinking clearly and you want to kind of hasten the rebuild, you know, not that you even want to take a financial shortcut, but you think there's a more direct way to become relevant, because let's face it, you know, as much as the Giants have been down, I think we all strongly believe, if not know, that John Mara really wants to get the Giants
back.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
We all know that. He's a good man, and he's done a lot of good things as the owner. It's gotten away from him, and he's kind of lost his fastball a little bit with this. I think the amount of time that he's been directly in charge has kind of directly correlated with this implosion for the Giants. So you cannot leave it at his doorstep. He's had a really rough run.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's been repeatedly, you know, bad here for, it was, we said, over a decade. He keeps making the same mistakes. With that being said, I just wish that he would say, okay, well, we did the right thing by hiring Shane and Dable at the time. We evaluated them, and now it's just time to move on and find the new one. I don't think this is a difficult decision at all. It's right there in front of him. He did the right thing. They were extra patient. We would have made the decision to fire him both a year ago and let somebody else new select the quarterback. That was the timeline that I was on, trying to prevent this exact thing from happening. So be it. They didn't want to do it. They gave him the extra time. Now there's no doubt, definitively, neither of these two guys are it. And yet it appears that they're keeping one. To further that point, what do you think is a proper time frame to evaluate a new general manager and a new head coach?
I think you need 3 years as a minimum. If you're a really bad franchise, like you inherit a lot of bad stuff, I would say 4.
Okay.
I don't need more than 4. I've seen all I need to see.
Me too. I think that's fair. Could it be a bit quick? You know, sometimes you want a general manager to be there 5-6 years and really see some turnover.
That's a long run.
I'm just saying, in today's world, I think 4 is the perfect amount. You hire somebody. Now, obviously, if you're hiring a new general manager and head coach, that means whatever you were doing before wasn't working and it needs to be cleaned up. Some may be quicker rebuilds. Some may take some time, whatever. But 4 years is enough runway to evaluate. Year one, you can't do it. Year two, you really can't do it. By year three, now you're starting to see the general manager's true imprint on the team, and you certainly should be able to evaluate a head coach. I think you could evaluate a head coach in 2 years, definitively 3. General manager, you're going to need more time. So there's no, oh, we don't know what they could be or could have been. You gave them 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't gotten turned around. They're still holding on to little semblance of hope with Joe Shane. And the question is, why? When you could just hire somebody else new, start a new timeline, and evaluate the new guy over the next 4 years.
But I think the why might be because they're not ready for that kind of overhaul.
Because of his health?
You know,
okay, but that's a different... But here's why... They've done this before, so which had nothing to do with his health. They continue to convolute the timeline.
Yeah, well, that's fair. Listen, I think this is the time where, and there's a time for everybody to do this, you got to throw your hands up and say, come help me. Like, I've tried everything. I've tripped all over myself. I've made a million mistakes here. Let me hire somebody who's done it before and let me get out of the way and cut the checks. And that's what I think the Giants ownership should do right now.
You know what I think they need? I think they need some truth tellers in that organization. I think there are too many yes men, too many people,
family members,
too many people saying what everybody else wants to hear. Oh, Daniel Jones could do it, or whatever it may be. Or no, we have some nice. They need a truth teller to come in and be like, "Look, you could think that this guy picked some decent players. Your team sucks. Your defense sucks. It was supposed to be better. It sucks. The head coach sucked. You got rid of him. That's a problem. It's just not good enough. None of it's good enough. Yeah, okay, that's great that you think you found a quarterback." It's not good enough.
Like, as an advisor, or you wish somebody was already there? Well, I mean, that would be ideal.
I don't care. I don't care how they get it.
Well,
it needs to be said.
Yes, but the good franchises are, or they already have it. And that's the problem. Yeah. They don't have that. Where's the checkpoint?
But if you don't have it, you got to get it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I think that maybe this is a situation where you bring somebody in to kind of look at everything as an advisory, like what Vrabel did and some others have done over the years. Just hire somebody for 2 months.
Too many times, the Giants have believed that they're better than they actually are. And then the people that spread the propaganda with the Giants are trying to tell everybody else, the fans and media.
That's our fault.
Exactly.
Or it's better than it is. No, it's not. It's not.
Look at the record. Look at the record. End of story. So I don't think they have enough truth tellers. Now, that's why I look at a guy like Bill Belichick and say, he's not going to come in and mince any words. He's not going to kiss anybody's ass and say, yeah, I think the guy that you love, Daniel Jones, could be a good quarterback. I'll figure it out. Brian Daboll needed an opportunity to be a head coach. He wanted it, right? It's a first-time opportunity. So, of course, if the owner's saying, hey, part of this is going to be fixing Daniel Jones, what can you do?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're Daboll, you're going to say, yeah, I think we can maybe work with him. Let's see what we can do.
He can move a little bit. He's big. I can work with this for a little bit.
And now,
and he did.
And now Daboll's hitched to that wagon for three of his 4 years.
Yeah.
He was hitched to Daniel Jones.
And Tommy DeVito. No disrespect. Yeah. I mean, but, and Drew Locke.
Well, I know those are his guys, but I'm saying his whole point was.
But Danny was hurt. So when Danny goes down, think about who's got to play. They played some football for Dave with those names I just mentioned. That's not good.
David is calling from Rockland. What's up, David?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? First, I want to wish everybody, all the veterans out there, happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service. DT Style, love you guys. Big fan. Lots to unpack here. I just want to take a look at the whole picture real quick in cliff notes. Obviously, we know GMs are tied to their draft picks, and I was in favor, if you were going to fire Daboll, which I didn't think they should do, to let Shane go as well, but they didn't do that yet, and I think Connor's on to something there. I do think Shane has done a good job in free agency. I think Illuminor was a great move. Obviously, Brian Burns. Nobody's really talking about how bad the offensive line is this year because they're not. John Runyon was a decent signing.
Decent.
For 2 years. Van Rotten.
Yeah, okay, you're going to go over all of them, David? How come they haven't had any wins? They said the same thing last year, that it was an excellent draft. How come that didn't add up to wins? It's all on the coach, right? That's what I'm supposed to believe?
No, not at all. I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying, it's kind of low-hanging fruit. You're not wrong, but, like, you asked me why they may be keeping Shane. I'm just giving you examples of that, right? So, again, I thought Daboll should have gotten an extension, quite honestly, because of what they did in their first year. And the last thing I want to mention about Shane when they took over, and you guys touched on it, it was a mitigated disaster when they took over. Salary cap hell, aging veterans with bad contracts.
Yep.
Shane had to clean all of that up, so you got to give him some credit for that.
Oh, fair enough. That's fine. And thank you for the call.
I don't even think that's fair. If he cleaned it up, where's the evidence that it's cleaned up? They're 2-8.
Well, that's the point.
What did he clean up?
Well, the salary cap. So that's great. They're not in salary cap hell anymore. Congratulations. You still can't build a winner. So how many years is it going to take? Who's to say that we wouldn't be sitting here in the same exact spot next year after a fifth draft from Joe Shane? Who's to say that that's going to change? They're betting that it will. I'm betting that it won't. Whose side are you going to be on? With the evidence being against them. You know what I'm saying? It could change, sure.
Mm-hmm.
It also couldn't. And then what's the excuse next year? Well, you know what? At least we've cleared out the salary. At what point are these great players and this great nucleus that Joe Shane has selected and built, at what point are they actually going to start winning some bleeping football games? At what point? Because it's year four and they still haven't. So I ask, is it year five? Maybe it's year six? Like, yeah. At what point is it going to happen?
Well, I mean, generally, you draft well and you get the finances in order. It shouldn't take another 5 years to get this thing going, which is what you're saying and what a lot of people are saying. Let's skew positively for one moment.
Yeah.
Let's say that the Giants absolutely crush whomever it is. They nail the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
They get it right. I mean, can they win 10 games? I mean, is this a team that can take off fast or no?
I'm glad you brought that up because that was going to be my next thing here. So the talent that they have, their record is god awful. 2-8 is awful and unacceptable. Let's say, and I agree that they should be better than what they are. Let's say they're 5-5. Is that some feather in the cap of Joe Shane that in year four, his football team would be 5-5 and playing the way that they have, even if they held on to some of these wins? That's the feather in the cap? So when are they getting to the... By year five, you should be a playoff team, no doubt about it. By year four, you should be competing for the playoffs. By year five, you should be in the playoffs, ready to go make some noise. Are the Giants there in year five? Will they be there in year five? The answer to me is a definitive no. I mean, their record is 20-40-1 in the last 4 years, led by Joe Shane. That's his record as a general manager. 20-40-1. Even if I give him five more wins, it's still nowhere near good enough. And by the way, the bulk of those wins came in the first season with the holdover players from the Gettleman regime.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I ask, why are we just looking at it and saying, well, the salary cap is better and he's drafted some players? Okay, well, at what point then do you expect to see some results? Seriously, at what's the right year?
What was supposed to be this year? Remember, what I said, I guess I wish I didn't say it, but I felt it. The word that I used, I was bullish on both New York football
right.
teams. Remember, not going nuts. Right. I'm not even talking playoffs, but like both playing meaningful football into December, at least early December. And listen, if the Jets would have beat the Steelers, maybe held on to beat the Bucs, maybe get the extra win, maybe they would have been there. If the Giants would have held on to some of these leads, they would have been there as well. So, like, there was an avenue for both of these teams to be competitive, but I'm of the mindset when you repeatedly lose the same way, you're not unlucky, you're just not good.
This was not supposed to be a year that went this way. And even the 5-5 wouldn't have been good enough. They still wouldn't have been as good as the Eagles or even close to the Eagles. I know they beat them this year. And even with the Eagles coming down, the Giants are not on that level. That was evident by the way they played them the second time. First time, yes, took advantage of it and not taking anything away. They're not on that level. They're not, to me, on the level of the top team, not even close to the top teams. Giants are closer to the Titans than they are to anybody else.
I know they are, but think about this. If the Giants were 5-5 now, all right, and we talked about this next stretch here. So now the Packers didn't look very good last night. Neither team did. That was a weird game. But you got the Packers at Detroit, at the Pats. That's a death trap right there. But then you got the bye week. Let's say if the Giants were 5-5 yeah. today, we are sitting here talking about the possibilities of a wild card spot
yeah.
because you got the Commanders, the Vikings, the Raiders, and Dallas at home to finish things up, and Dallas is going nowhere. So 5-5, which maybe it wouldn't have been, let's pop the champagne, throw a party. They nailed it.
It's year four.
I get
they
that.
They would have been in the playoff conversation, which is fine, but barely a playoff team.
Which is a good starting point. Now, think about
starting
this.
Starting point.
Well, yeah. Well,
not
yeah.
year four.
No, no. Well,
that's
yes.
my, that's
yeah,
my
yeah,
point.
I got you, but yes and no for me, because think about... And I've said this, the way, like, in a way, they got unlucky because by winning 9 games in year one, they created this template of unrealistic expectations. They had a soft schedule. They won a lot of low scoring, ugly, close games. The defense helped out. Jones barely threw the ball. And they won, I don't know how the hell they won 9 games, but they did. If they would have been a 3-win team or whatever, like they should have been at all, you know, or maybe 4 wins or even 5, if they would have finished this year with 8 or 9 wins, which they could have if they were 5-5. Now, I feel like it's a different evaluation.
Yeah. What should be the expectation for next year? That's the big question now, because they believe in the talent so much. They believe in the talent this year. Wrong, again. They believe in the talent so much, it's all the head coach. Okay, I believe wrong. So the expectation next year should be division at bare minimum. It's year five with this GM who's brilliant. The guy's brilliant. I mean, he's got a great core of young players, picking great players all over the place. Year five. I mean, you better be going out there and winning the division.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Before we get back to the Giant stuff here, I do want to rip Frank from rails for one thing. And I say this now because I know Hoff might get into the Rangers, bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie.
Yeah, scored some goals last night, finally.
And get this. So Frank from Rails texted me over the weekend, hey, you want to go to the Ranger game on Monday night? And I'm like, well, how much are the tickets and where are the seats?
Mm-hmm.
I was assuming he was offering for free.
But you got to ask him. Yeah. You can't assume that it's free. Sure.
And he said, seats might be uppers, but they're free.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right. I'll take them because I'm not turning down. We can't go to the Garden for free anymore. Like, we don't have the credentials to go there. Ranger game Monday night, I'll go. Whatever. Maybe this is the game they get right at home. I haven't been. I know Hoff's a big Ranger fan. I'll take Hoff. I text Hoff. He said, yeah, I'm in. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Get a text back from Frank. Dude, you're going to kill me. The guy who was supposed to give me the tickets sold them or something. He's really sorry.
Psych.
Now, yeah, exactly. Now, it's not a huge deal. I was good either way. I said, don't worry about it. Not a big deal. But, I mean, Hoff and I were looking forward to going. And then we see what happened last night. I mean,
he missed out.
Frank dropped the ball on that.
You got to find a new steakhouse, Sal. he won't do. Trust me.
It's a little tease. Yeah.
they heard that we were coming, so they got ready and scored. They were getting ready to score a bunch of goals for us. And then we weren't there.
Come on. The tickets turned into no tickets.
Boy, that's a pullback.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound like a Frank move.
I know. Now, I can't. You know, like I said, I can't really kill him. I'm just telling you what exactly happened.
I'm just going to put him on blast on the fan. I'm not going to kill him, though. I'm not going to kill him.
Now, I will have you note, that is the second time I've gotten screwed with tickets. Remember, Mitch in Fort Lee got me the wrong game. I had to go into my pocket for $500 for a kid's birthday present.
Geez.
For Knicks T-Wolves regular season, $500. Now, he did love it, so that ended up being worth it.
Big win, too. Knicks looked good that night. Yep, yeah, good energy.
Mitch screwed me, and now Frank and Rail is thinking I had a little freebie at the Garden. Go to the Garden.
Take it easy on Mitch. He's going through a lot of things.
Yeah, I know. He's all banged up. Hoff, come on. Hoff, you can't make fun of him. Mitch,
I'm not making fun of him.
What happened to him?
I'm making fun with him.
Yeah, he had something with his...
Bell's palsy.
Yeah.
What?
So we went to the...
Jeez.
Yeah, I know, because he had dental surgery, I think, and they said they hit a nerve.
But he's going to be fine.
Oh,
he's going to be fine. It's just like a temporary...
I know, but he's a mess. His whole...
It's frozen, sunk down.
And his eye's all watery, so he's patching his eye all night with the napkin. I'm like, Mitch, you really should... He canceled on a birthday party for his family, and he went to hang out with us at Mickey Spillane's.
Oh, he went?
Oh, wait, I don't think we're supposed to say that on air.
He went? Oh. He drove with one eye?
You started it, Hoff.
I know. Sorry, Mitch.
Yeah. Anyway, stop screwing me with the tickets. That's the moral of the story here. BT and Sal, the Fed, 888-808-1019. And I do think it's more on a much more serious note. You know, we mentioned the report before from Ian O'Connor. And we kind of alluded to this. You started to get into it, and I was like, I don't know if we could get into the health stuff of Mr. Mara. But I do think that that is playing a part here. So it infuriates me to think Joe Shane is back. But if this is just semantics, or not semantics, but just biding time for Mr. Mara to get his health in order, or for the Giants to get their decision-making in order because of his health, maybe we should take the foot off the gas a little bit here.
I think we'd all be very understanding of that situation. And I think it would change the tone. And it should. It would for me. It would for you. It would for our show. You know, right now, I don't know that. I can only surmise that, which is why, you know, our energy is messed up until we start to get counter reports. And maybe what we got from Ian is the first wave of counter reports. And I had even said that, again, not a report, but I thought that it's certainly a distinct possibility. So, you know, I mean, listen, it's a very bottom line business, and illnesses and all those things which are horrible for good people, for any person, it doesn't preclude you from us doing our job.
Well, the conversation will then shift above Joe Shane and be like, okay, well, if Mr. Mara is not healthy enough to make these decisions right now, well, then who is making the decisions? Because the bottom line for the sports fans, while we are certainly sensitive and praying and hopeful that Mr. Mara is going to be okay, sports fans, Giants fans, just want to see their football team win. So obviously they want him in good health. That goes without saying, but we'll say it again just to make sure. And then the next part of that is, well, who's going to be the head coach? Who's going to be making the decisions? How's this football team going to get turned around? Will that take a back seat to Mr. Mara's health? I don't even know if Mr. Mara would want that. He wants to see this football team win first and foremost. So that's, you know, it's a very delicate difficult balance.
It is. And that's why we try to straddle that line of respect and you know, also doing our job, of course. But, you know, think about to the Hard Knocks sequence. I mean, you know, John was involved in all that stuff. If you take him out of many of those scenes, who else in the building is maybe leading the football discussion?
Right.
That's kind of the point, though. Is it, you know, is it a family member who maybe isn't quite ready or doesn't really deserve it? I don't know. I mean, but, you know, John Mara has been the football man for the Giants. I mean, it's much more than Tish, right? So who's making these decisions? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
a lot of play here.
I hate that we even have to talk about this, and we try to keep it on football decisions, but maybe this thing is, you know, more serious than is known, and obviously if it's impacting the decisions for now. I guess the point is, just because Joe Shane and the way that it was worded, just because he's retained for now, based on reports and, you know, from Ian O'Connor that we're talking about, doesn't mean he's going to be here beyond that, talking about Shane. So maybe we shouldn't go as nuts about it. It is just infuriating, though, to have the coach leave and to have a statement come out in support of Joe Shane, who I think has failed the Giants organization worse than even the head coach.
And I think it's incredibly offensive that Shane Bowens is getting ready to coach another job and Brian Daboll is getting ready to play golf.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole nother thing. Matt is calling from Freehold. What's up, Matt?
Matty.
Hey, guys. How you doing today? Happy Veterans Day. Big fan. I just wanted to talk about the Shane stuff. I hear a lot of people talking about all the great picks that he made. But if you go to the 2023 draft, almost every single one is a miss. I mean, the top three, Deontay Banks, John Michael Smith, Jalen Hyatt. Oof. Jalen Hyatt has 34 catches in 3 years.
He's a stiff.
So I don't know. I feel like, you know, you could talk about all these. And by the way, that was after the one winning season. So when he didn't get these gimme top 10 picks, he had a really hard time picking. That's all I'm going to say about Shane. He should have been gone last year. I wanted to talk about the new head coach. I'm going to give you guys a name. I know you guys don't want first-timers, and I'm a little bit biased as a Broncos fan. But I'll tell you what, Shanahan and Kubiak are two of the great football families when it comes to coaching. And I really think that Clint Kubiak is going to be the next guy that you're going to be like, hey, this is a quarterback whisperer. This is a guy that knows how to handle an offense. I mean, look at their dads. If you look at, you know, they worked together in San Francisco. Then they went back-to-back in Denver. Then Gary goes to the Texans and becomes a great head, good head coach over there.
He takes
Kyle Shanahan under his wing. And, you know, I just think that that's a pretty good thing. Even if you're going to get a first-timer, that's somebody that has a lot of pedigree.
Can he run a building, Matt? Matt, can he run a building? Because that's paramount this time around. They cannot mess that up.
I don't know. That's the thing.
Well,
that's the thing, and it's really it is scary.
It is.
I just think the Giants are in a scary situation in general because right now things do not look good. And it's like when you're at the moment where any decision that we make could be possibly catastrophic, even worse than it's already been, it's scary, man. But, hey, thank you guys for taking my call. Hope I didn't bother.
No, not at all. Good stuff, Matt. Okay, so listen, I don't think Mike McCarthy's amazing. I don't. But I think he's good. I think he's solid. I'm pretty confident if somebody like Mike, and I probably feel this way about Gruden as well, maybe a little less, but like if Mike McCarthy came, at least I know the Giants will be stabilized. And then they can maybe get to a 2 or 3 year or maybe 4 year window where, you know, they're always in the mix, maybe win a divisional title as Dak gets older. You know, Commanders might be a mess again. Eventually, maybe the Eagles have to break up based on some caps. But and acknowledging that, like, he probably isn't the one to bring you a championship. But don't you think it's more appealing to find somebody that could take the baton when you're already highly relevant? No, like then entrusting somebody in as the next head coach of the Giants who you don't know if he can even be a modest success. There's a lot of risk.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Look, this is a weird spot here with all that's going on with the organization. It is a unique spot and a challenging spot. Now you could say, okay, well they have Jackson Dart in place and some promising young players, so maybe it can be a good spot if you hire the right head coach, but how we're going to get there, I'm just not sure anymore. And, you know, the idea of if you take it on the surface and go based off of the press release, it would show you that the Giants are continuing to make the same mistakes that they've made. If you start to read into the report from Ian O'Connor and start to think along those lines, bigger picture, I know it's a different issue, but it leads down to the road of who's making the decisions for this football team long term, which is going to impact them obviously short term as well. But that's a bigger, more important issue than if it's Mike McCarthy or Lane Kiffin.
I don't disagree. But right, let's say whether it's Clint Kubiak or Jesse Minter, a name that I mentioned yesterday, was with Harbaugh at Michigan. He's with them with the Chargers now. Chargers have a top defense. The Indiana head coach, you know, Mendoza, we talked about him as well. I'm not saying that those guys can't get the job done, but they could be three absolute train wrecks.
You want to limit the risk.
They could be train wrecks. Yeah. So what conversation, now ultimately the conversation would be whomever's hired, the Giants are winning a Super Bowl in a couple of years, but what's the more appealing conversation 3 years downstream? God almighty, they hired a clown again. I'm not calling Dable a clown.
Yeah.
But some of the other ones that preceded him were. They failed again, and they absolutely whiffed, or they hired McCarthy, and they're good, but we don't think he's going to bring them to a championship. Who's the next guy to elevate them from what McCarthy took them to the championship?
Right, so you just want to get them back to the
median. I want to mitigate risk.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I want to do the same thing. It's why I'd be looking at Belichick, Gruden. A part of me likes Flores. I don't think this is the right spot for that, not to mention he's actually suing the Giants. I thought he was just suing the NFL.
No, he's got a couple teams, too. Yeah, it's like
Broncos,
three or five teams,
Giants.
Yeah.
Well, and the Giants are one of them, so it's hard to imagine. Hey, come on in.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you drop the lawsuit.
Yeah,
then.
But you don't even want to go down that road, so I would also want to limit the risk, and I have my core beliefs, especially in New York, that I would not want to hire a first-time guy. Lane Kiffin would check the box of not a first-time guy, so he would be on there. I get McCarthy. If I'm going to go that road with McCarthy, I'd rather go Belichick or Gruden, me personally, over McCarthy.
Listen, the only thing that worries me, well, two things about Belichick. Number one, I'm not sure if he does his fastball. Okay, you know, but I also don't know if he's going to build out a staff. Like, the thing that I'm not even sure.
You could hire your guy, Patricia. Carl Banks wants him as the defensive coordinator.
You could bring your son along again.
Well,
I mean, okay, great, and all that other stuff. Like, I think that of all the coaches, I think McCarthy would present a pretty good staff, whereas, you know, I don't know if Gruden would have a good staff at this point. He might. I would have doubts that Belichick would have a good staff. You know, because every time, you know, he's lost, whether it's a McDaniels or Weiss and those other guys, Roma Cornell, like, I mean, he hasn't really built out good staff. So there's a lot to worry about with Belichick. There's a lot to like, but even he's not a home run. To me, here's the problem. There's no home run. So you got to look for a solid double in the gap, and then maybe once you get a couple of guys on base, 3-4 years down the road, maybe there is a home run to take the baton and get you to a championship.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up.
you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh, yeah.
BT and Sal back on the fan. Well, Bold Face Truth, Bold Face Lie. Hoffy, what do you have for us?
All right. Let's do a little baseball because free agency is here. And Sal, let's go with you, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to just throw a little bit out there. Jeff Passan put out a list of 21 teams and 21 players where they're going to wind up. So this is why some of the players I'm going to give you right now, very specific on what going off of what Jeff Passan thinks.
Okay.
All right. Bald face lie, bald face truth. Sal Licata. Edwin Diaz will be back with the Mets in 2026.
Yeah, I think it's a bald face truth. I don't see that the Mets let him walk. Now, you could get into whether or not how much you would pay him. I would not pay a closer big money. I could understand that when you have an owner that is rich, what's the difference between $70 million and $100 million? Does it really matter over the course of another 5 years? So I would say a bold-faced truth, he's going to get paid and he will remain the New York Mets closer.
Yeah, I mean, I could really go either way here. I'm going to go bold-faced lie, though, because I think there's going to be a lot of teams knocking down his door. And I think, and rightfully so, I mean, he's still very, very good. I wouldn't give him 5 years. I wouldn't give any relief pitcher 5 years or even necessarily four at this point. But he's proven he can handle this market. That goes without saying. I just think that the Mets have so much other stuff to address. I mean, we talk about this all the time. I mean, really, five of their everyday positions, maybe even six, are up for question, depending upon what Pete does. So I'm going to say that he's gone. I'm going to say somebody's going to knock his socks off, and Stearns will pivot probably smartly and move on from Devin Williams. Move on from Edwin Diaz.
Jeff Passan has him going to the Dodgers.
There you go. The Dodgers. Wow.
Well, they need a closer.
God.
They need a closer. If you count Roki Sasaki or Yamamoto as starters, Dodgers actually need a closer.
All right, ball face.
Does he have amount of years? I know sometimes they give
parameters.
Be honest,
I didn't look that far into it. Right.
Sometimes those projections, though, whether it's Spotrac or whatever, they're way off.
Yes, yes.
Way light. Yes. Anyway, go ahead, off.
It just bothers me, the fact that, and again, you're not wrong, BT, the fact that the Mets have so many holes to fill, but now you're saying, let's go fill a first base hole.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get rid of Diaz,
and now let's fix the closer's hole. No, I got you. I see it both ways.
Putting my head through a wall right now. Ball face lie, ball face truth. BT,
yep.
Kyle Tucker and Cody Bellinger will be teammates in 2026.
I think that's a bold-faced lie. I don't think Bellinger's going to leave the Yankees, and I don't believe the Yankees will have the appetite to get him and Tucker, number one. They've got other stuff to do. And if Bellinger was to leave the Yankees, you know, there's actually rumors of a Dodgers reunion. I know the Mets would like to talk to him as well, and they will. I don't think the Mets would get Bellinger and Tucker. So I think that there's a chance that, you know, I don't know exactly where they're going to wind up. They will not be on the same team.
I'm going to say it's a bald-faced truth. They're both going to be Dodgers. Bellinger and Kyle Tucker. I mean, why not? Odds are they're going to get them. No, my truth is that I don't believe Bellinger's leaving the Yankees. Although, if the market starts to go up for Bellinger, are the Yanks going to have the appetite? Oh, and again, it's not going to be a Soto thing exactly, but we saw this a year ago. Oh, they can't lose Bellinger. I know they have other issues. Yankees can't lose Bellinger, and I think he wants to be here. I just think it's a perfect marriage. So ultimately, I don't believe it's going to change, but I do believe it's possible that they could both be teammates in LA.
Let me just present the worst-case scenario, which I don't think will happen. Let's say Tucker signs with the Dodgers. That could happen. Let's say Bellinger leaves the Yankees and Grisham stays. I mean, think about that.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, that's worst case for who?
Me.
Yeah. What did Passan say about that?
Passan has Bellinger staying with the Yankees, but Tucker going to the Blue Jays.
Oh, okay.
Wow,
okay.
Toronto.
Yes.
What
yes.
about Bichette? Because I think Bichette's going to probably leave
here. I don't think he had Bichette on this list. Again, it was only 21 names.
He's one of the top 21 names. Bichette's not even close.
He's got trades and stuff like that. Like Mackenzie Gore going to the Milwaukee Brewers.
Okay, you know? So it's not just free agents.
Yeah,
got
exactly.
It.
All right, and finally, bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Okay, but bear with me here. The Rangers will finish the month of November with the same amount of wins as the Jets and Giants have combined at home.
All right, so that's November. Four. Let's do the math here. It's
yes.
A little, they
have
any more caveats you want to add? Both Jets and Giants wins
they have,
at home?
They have four games remaining. The Rangers have four main games remaining at home in November.
Yeah, okay.
They have one win right now. Currently at home.
Right, so you're saying the Rangers could get to five.
Yes.
And that total's got to be more than...
Four.
The current win total.
Current win total. That's yes. The key there. Who's up first, by the way?
Sally.
I'm confused by this whole thing.
I'm happy you're first. Make something up.
I don't understand it. No, I think
whatever you say, co-side me.
I don't think the Jets. I don't think the Jets and Giants are going
to
win another.
Try to think through this.
They're not
going to
win another game in November. The Jets or Giants.
At home. They only have one more game at home.
Well, I don't think you're winning a game, period.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to say Rangers.
Jets are winning Thursday. I promise you that.
Rangers will be fine at home now. The floodgates have been opened after last night's win over the Predator.
Yeah, I mean, forget about the Jets and the Giants and the Mets or whatever. I don't think that the Rangers. I got to see a little more for the Rangers before I anoint them back here. I know they're very good on the road, so they obviously have it within them. They're still a little light in terms of scoring once you get past their top four scorers. So whatever the question was, I'll say bald-faced lie.
All right, there you do. That does it for Bald Face Truth, Bald Face.
Here's one more
No.
We'll go back to Jeff Passan. What free agent move will the New York Mets get? How about this? Let me rephrase that. The Mets will get a star starting pitcher this offseason.
Yeah, they're going to get Skubal in a trade.
Yeah, Skubal. Yes. They're going to get more. Skubal and a free agent. What does Passan
say? He's got Framber Valdez. Is that a star-studded pitcher?
He's up there, man. Him and McClatt. That's a good move.
I wouldn't want him. He wouldn't be my first choice.
Yeah.
And I can't get over the fact that he crossed up his catcher on purpose.
Yeah, that's true. At least he's not gambling. Great. I mean, it's getting worse with these pitchers.
I'd rather have... that is true. Right. It's the lesser of the two evils.
Yep.
I'd rather have Ranger Suarez. All right, let's get back to the calls here. 888-808-1019. Mike is in Pompton Plains, New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Mike.
Oh, hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
I have a little bit of a different spin on this whole GM Shane staying, Dable going. So remember, it was about a week ago. Paul Schwartz had the article in the Post that must have been leaked to him that they were not tied together, right?
Yeah, 100% leaked. There's no day you don't get access like that. With you, sure. Yeah.
Remember, it dates back to last year, but yes.
Right. So I think Mara detests the thought of having to hire another outside GM that's going to tell him in an interview, "I want to redo this whole front office." And that means your brother and your nephew have to go. There are people in that organization still entrenched in the front office. And I think Mara wants no part of that. Shane was his first outside GM that was hired since, George Young came, when he was appointed by the league back in 78. So I think this has a big issue to do with it, especially with his illness.
Well, that's
that into consideration, too.
But I think that is the biggest thing. And thank you for the call, Mike. Good stuff. It's unfortunate. I actually am now feeling guilty, to be honest with you, about going nuts about it to start the show. I can only react to what we know. But since the Ian O'Connor report, talking about that maybe it's not a guarantee that Shane is still with the Giants beyond the season here, and maybe it's large in part because of the health of Mr. Mara is just not wanting to make that decision right now, then you kind of do have to take the foot off the gas here. I know we could only react to what's happening right now, but it's irrelevant who the general manager is from now through the rest of the year.
Yeah, which is why I didn't need him to be fired with Dable here. But think about the, so health aside, the other thing that the caller just brought up is, I mean, there might be onto something there. And if that's the case, well, then Mr. Mara is going to have to look in the mirror and mix things up here. Because if there's people in that building, and let's face it, that's been the knock for too long, that have some juice and get to make some decisions that aren't necessarily football people that are from the families, well, that's a problem.
Right. But I don't think that that's the issue in this particular case. I don't believe. I mean, Mara already went out there and hired Shane from outside the organization. Remember, that was the knock 4 years ago, was that it's always from within. The Giants want to promote from within, which, by the way, is the healthiest thing to do for any company, promote from within. Get your people groomed, develop, whatever you want to say. So that's the right thing to do. It wasn't working repeatedly, so they had to go outside the organization. Fans were calling for it. They did go outside the organization. Then Mara also dismissed the idea of how much power some of the family members have. By the way, he's the owner. You're allowed to have some family members employed, and they could have some say. Now, if it continues to lead to losing, it's going to be on the decision makers to make sure they get it figured out one way or another. And obviously, that has not happened here with the Giants. But I don't believe that in this particular instance, Mr. Mara is sitting there saying, I don't want a general manager coming in telling me how to run my operation and fire family.
Get rid of family members.
Yeah.
Well, then why was Woody getting crushed when his son was involved there? I mean, right, the Giants are the Jets now. I mean, that goes into the evaluation. Like, the Giants don't earn, you know, they don't receive the benefit of the doubt right now. So if we were going to get on Woody with the Madden ratings and his son having it, remember what Aaron Rodgers said?
Yes, but that was extreme.
Well, what, because it's the Jets?
But if he had say in the room. Where are the reports of any Mara, pick a Mara, that is doing the nonsense that was going on with Woody and his son with the Madden ratings, going up to players and, you know, besmirching players to their face?
He still did
what he did it this year with Justin Fields.
I know there's nonsense, and I don't think that that's going on in the Giants building, but there's also influence or having say when maybe you're not necessarily equipped to have that say. So it might not be as circus-like as the Jets was with Woody's son, but it doesn't mean it's a healthy situation.
Agreed. I'm just saying that I don't think that that's the primary issue right now. I think health would be much more of a factor than that. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. We'll come back. Get more of your calls. 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.